Welcome to Big Foamy Head. We're getting our freak on. Coney Island Schmaltz Brewing Company Lagers.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass shit like every single day.
And we keep coming up with funky-ass shit to drink, but not today, because we have the Freak Show. We're getting our Freak Show on, like Rick said, with the Coney Island series, Freak Show series from our boys at Schmaltz.
Schmaltz Brewing. Jeremy Cohen was one of the hardest working men in the beer industry. So
good stuff. And we got a little press splooge about it. It says Schmaltz Brewing Company, ringleaders for well over a decade of Hebrew, the chosen beer, has launched a new line of five sideshow-inspired Coney Island craft lagers featuring three year-round attractions and two seasonal curiosities. And the cool thing about this is it actually benefits Coney Island, which has been around, what, forever, since the dawn of time? Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs roamed the earth and rode the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel, at Coney Island.
Right, the wooden Ferris, or the wooden roller coaster.
Which is where? New Jersey?
But I think what it was, the cavemen had live dinosaurs at Coney Island.
The nonprofit organization for this gets some of the proceeds from this. It says on here, Schmaltz celebrates the national releases they host and participate in several national and New York City-based summer events. So we started off with the flagship of the Coney Island series, Coney Island Lager. And
what a label.
Yeah, it's got this guy. I've seen this guy before, the crazy-looking carny guy.
It's kind of like that face that opens up, and then your ride that you're riding runs through his mouth.
Yeah.
It's a classic Freak Show guy.
Yeah. Huge teeth.
And it says it's a hybrid mashup of styles between European brewing tradition, a rare bill of eight malts and six hops that are strongly characteristic of American craft, all pitched with Czech Pilsner yeast. So these are Pilsner-based. I guess from the lagers, and they're all lagers, which we don't do a lot of lagers.
Very, very few.
So yeah. This is a different kind of beer show for us. And I guess, Rick,
different on many levels.
I know. You need to summarize what we've been doing.
Well, we've been at the Memphis and May Beale Street Music Festival for 3 days, standing in rain and just getting our freak on, actually. So
getting wet.
Getting wet.
Muddy.
Wet bath. That's what she said.
And we said we had, how many? We had 3 days, uncounted rat piss beers, and a bunch of good ones every day before we went in with the Flying Saucer.
Right, we'd always hit the Flying Saucer on the way in, and just some damn good music. What really stands out in my mind is Steve Miller Band.
And?
He was doing excellent.
Yep. And of course, there's a reason, actually, that we played Snoop Dogg coming in.
And Snoop Dogg.
He was there. And it was pretty cool. We had a good time watching him.
What's his favorite drink?
Gin and juice. He was asking the crowd. And apparently he's a little hard of hearing because he kept asking us.
He asked us
over and over.
What's my name?
What's his favorite smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Indo.
Medicine.
Medicine, yeah.
Medicine.
Yeah. Rules on medicine right now.
Yeah.
That was a really good experience. And then the Blue Shack, it's our favorite. And we went down there. We had Robert Johnson and...
God, what is it? We're going to mangle his name every single time we say it.
Richard Johnston.
Robert Johnston, dead. Richard Johnston, not dead.
Not dead.
That's how we remember him.
Yeah, but they're both the same, man.
Live white guy, dead black guy.
Is it Robert Wolfman
sold
Belfort?
Sold didn't sell.
Robert Wolfman Belfort.
Yeah, I know. Richard Robert.
The guy I thought was Pine Top.
Yeah. Pine Top.
Right, he went up and asked for an autograph and said, hey, Mr. Pine Top Perkins, can you autograph this?
Ticket.
Sure, why
really?
Not? And he signed it.
Don't forget about all the free beer, Katie
Gatchel. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Katie in the background there got us into the Memphis Flyer tent.
Cool.
Where we had some more rat piss beer. But you know what? Free beer's good.
Any free beer is a good beer, I guess.
And we had the main
time. Steve Miller Band Friday night. That was pretty good.
That was a good show.
Very good.
What all did he play? I wasn't there.
Everything.
He played.
You name it. All his stuff.
The Joker, Abracadabra.
Everything.
And
a lot of his new stuff.
He played Crossroads.
Yeah, he did. He did some of his blues things. Which
to the Crossroads.
Yeah. I don't know how many people know that he is like a lot of these older guys.
He did the Jimmy Van Zandt song, too, which was really good. I can't remember the name of it, but it was real good.
That's the only reason we brought you along, so you'd remember the name of that song.
Yeah,
right?
I'm telling you.
Pretty much screwed the pooch there.
So Mike, just give us a little background on Steve Miller. His dad was friends with Gibson?
Yeah, Les Gibson.
Oh, Les Paul.
Les Paul.
Les Paul.
Les Paul? Les Paul? Yeah. I thought you said Gibson.
No, Les Paul.
So at 8 years old,
Les Paul and his wife were real good friends of their family, and they hung together a lot, and they would come over and teach him chords when he was like 5 years old, and it just sunk in, and he absorbed it all, and
that's the age.
And man, I tell you what, to this day, they still do a lot of recording together. They still do a lot of shows together and parties together and everything.
Mm-hmm. So other highlights.
He's like 90, I think, isn't he? Les Paul.
I don't know.
He's pushing like 90.
And he's still alive.
Still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other highlights. Bonnie Raitt was there.
Elvis Costello.
James Taylor. Korn. Shinedown. I missed. Actually, I wanted to see him, but I missed him.
Which one?
But we had a bunch. Katy Perry, yeah, didn't see her, missed it. Don't feel bad. I saw her heart.
Somebody said she liked it, but I don't know.
All right, so back to the beer. The Coney Island Lager, which you started out for, it was a pretty straightforward lager to me. It was good. It was very drinkable. Straightforward lager, and what do you think?
Yeah, very good. I mean,
good.
It's all
gone. It all got drank.
Yeah, it all got drank. Well, we were thirsty, but, you know, the good part about that beer, it is a true classic lager. But it's got a little hoppier kick, I think, than most lagers.
Well, yeah,
lagers.
It's got the eight malts and six hops.
It's kind of like a craft beer lager that you're used to drinking from a Bud or whatever, but kick it up 10 or 15 times.
And so, I think we're going to...
I think it's what the earlier lagers were, the older classic
before
American
commercial beers,
right?
Before commercial beers came around. Yeah.
I'm looking on here. I don't see an alcohol by volume, but I think it's fairly... generic. I had it up. I want to say it's like 6.5%. Okay, so we're starting on our next one because we got four of these, and we have to also say that we may have to just drop off at any minute because, speaking of smoking, we're smoking ribs, we're cooking.
Oh, we bought a ton of meat. It's
a meat fest. We don't have to be quiet while he's pouring.
That's true. Well, we like to get the pour sound.
He's a shy pourer. It will interrupt his stream.
Yeah. So what do we start off our day with some big thick pork chop sandwiches. Coleslaw.
Hey, as they say in Memphis.
Explain your white barbecue sauce.
It's a bastardized version of Big Bob Gibson's white barbecue sauce, and it's good for like soaked meat in it. I dunk meat in it as I'm cooking. It's good stuff. It's a blend of mayonnaise, apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, horseradish, a bunch of pepper, and some dry rub, whatever you have handy. It says it's kind of pink, but it's great, and it's just a twang. It's got like a nice twang. There's no tomatoes, so it didn't burn that much. Mm-hmm. Although I did put a little turbinado sugar in there, so that's what I'm using for my chicken and for that. But and then we finished it with some regular rendezvous sauce, and so we got our ribs on. They're smoking. We're drinking our second beer, the Coney Island Sword Swallower, and I don't know what this means. It's a steel hop lager. What does that mean? I know they're not made of steel. It says it's 6.8% alcohol. Gracefully thrust 8 penetrating hops into the inner sanctums.
Wow.
Prison flashbacks, anyone?
No, it's like the inner sanctums.
There was nothing graceful about it, was there, Alan?
Nothing at all.
Now, this one to me is more of a true lager taste than that other one. It's real soapy. Has that clean, crisp bite to it at the end.
It's definitely a clean, and I think that's a clean bite. It's like a hot bite, and then it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get a little bit of soap. Now, it sounds like kind of a negative word, but it is kind of a. There's a little twang to it.
This
is
a clean
steel
taste.
Hop.
Yeah,
soapy.
Yeah.
I like soapy.
It says eight hops and the inner sanctum of its four luscious malts.
Mm-hmm.
Astonishing in depth, dazzling in mouthfeel, a truly scintillating brewing performance. Man, they use some big old words.
Those
there.
Big pretty words, the $5 words.
That's right. Did everybody get some?
Mm-hmm. What's that old Katie? The guy said in Blazing Saddles?
What?
About the pretty words?
You use your mouth better than a $20 whore. That was a frightening Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens. What?
Well, you didn't. Don't slip and fall.
I know. There's only 3 minutes left of
okay. Well,
video time.
Well, we'll save that. So, Katie, we're videotaping this for posterity, so you can see all the live, raw, naked footage on
of a college project.
BigFoamyHead.com. Nah, she's just doing this to help her.
By the way, where are you going to college?
U of M.
Oh, cool.
U of M. Okay, so we're drinking our beer. We're smoking our meat. We've got a couple of more lagers to go. And I guess what we've got some more tales of Memphis in May, all kinds of stuff coming up in the next few segments. So let's play. And this is the first night, right? The closer. Who was it, Alan?
The first night,
the closer. The first night, the closer. Who
I
think we
I can
see
guess
last?
You. That was Friday, even there.
It was Tommy Castro.
Tommy Castro.
No,
Tommy Castro at the close. That was the best thing. He did he and Ronnie Baker Brooks did 20 minutes of Sex Machine.
Entertainer of the Year 2007.
Yeah. But that was they got up there and they played
the Blues Awards too.
They played James Brown's Sex Machine.
And then his saxophonist, his tenor sax, is voted for best musician or not musician, instrumentalist or something like that.
Yes, the best musician instrumentalist.
Instrumentalist or something like that. It's
ever.
Of the blues world, of all time.
Ever. Tommy Castro introduced
yeah.
him like
I believe
that,
they're going to actually dip him in bronze.
Yeah.
While he's still alive. It's
gonna
just, hurt. It's going to burn. It's going to sting gonna a little bit.
I think that'll do it in chocolate.
Dip him in chocolate.
Everybody gets a bite.
You first.
Yeah.
But was the boy good or was he good?
No, it was really good. It was really good. So I got some live Tommy Castro. This one apparently do some kind of cruise. And this is one of the songs. I can't remember the name. I'll tell you when we come back.
I've been out walking. Doing some thinking. And you know, baby, yeah, honey, a little drinking too. And I don't know what happened to the evening. But I know, I know, I know, I know, yeah. Honey, I don't want to fight with you. But if I had a nickel every time I said I'm sorry, just a nickel, baby, every time I felt this way. Count how many. Oh, oh.
I never worked another day. No, no. But it just ain't worth. It just ain't worth the crowd that I had to be.
Tony Castro, if I had a nickel.
He tore it up, man. He was walking up and down the aisles. He was,
he was jamming, everywhere. Jamming. I was really, really impressed because we played him on the show before, and I liked him, but I never seen him live. And again, it just goes back to what we always say. If you really want to appreciate a good blues show, you got to
see it live.
Right? And he was great, and he could not have been more gracious. He's like inviting the people to play with him. Come up here with me. And just, it was great. And there wasn't, you hear on him, he's one of those, you'd think a bigger band, but there's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Him on guitar, his bass player, drummer, a sax, and a trumpet.
Didn't they bring someone in from San Francisco just for the show, the keyboardist?
Oh, yeah. The keyboard guy. I forgot about him, too. Yeah. But it was really good. It was really a good show and great time. And that was a good closeout on day one. Memphis and
Miami. Friday. After Steve Miller.
After Steve Miller. And Steve Miller was really good, too. I was real pleased. I was kind of, expecting not a lot. Because I'm not really, everybody knows his songs, but I'm not really that, I wouldn't call myself a big fan, but he did a great job. He did great.
Abracadabra.
God, that was spooky. It's just like being there all over again, Mike. Look, I got goosebumps. Touch them. There they are. Look at that. All right, so we're on to our next beer.
This is the Coney Island Albino Python. It's trademarked. It's a white lager, 6% alcohol, features the essential dance of provocative hops and spices of ginger, orange peel, coriander, and crushed fennel seed entwined with a sumptuous and elegant malt body of wheat, barley, and a touch of oatmeal.
Okay.
I got the ginger was kind of citrusy.
I'm digging on a little too.
Okay, so wait. Vanilla? We got different noses and different tastes.
I got vanilla.
Vanilla?
Jeez.
Okay.
I got chocolate.
Chocolate. Shit. I'm making up stuff now.
I'm serious, man. It's all over the place, man.
It is all over the place. It's got a lot of different tastes.
Peppery nose.
I do get that. Anybody getting licorice?
Yeah. I think it's some of the fennel seed.
The fennel seed, yeah.
Yeah, and so what this is, I noticed they didn't use the word anywhere, Belgian, because this is like kind of patterned after a Belgian ale. And it doesn't say about the yeast used. I didn't go looking up.
I'm sure it's Belgian.
But I'm sure it is. It's a white lager. So it's very pale in color. I mean, it's, about 29-year-old male. Works out regularly.
I don't know. I don't look at urine the way you do. Dick's always trying to bring it down to the urine level. What color is
he? He's well hydrated.
He's taking a lot of B12.
A lot of B12. Obviously, this fellow did not go to the music fest.
It's golden and cloudy in color, and it's got a white tinge to it. So,
now, you said something earlier when you had the bottle. And you said, well, this one, a little yeast is good. Because you were talking about, like, once we were pouring it, like, it's okay to mix it up and stuff. Now, I didn't say, I don't think any of these are bottle conditioned.
Yeah. I also said she could kiss my snake.
What?
The woman on the label's kissing the snake.
Oh, is she?
White albino.
Yeah, okay. She is.
And what's she doing on the sword swallower bottle?
She's swallowing the
sword. Did we just get her? Yeah, Katie's getting embarrassed.
A little provocative, huh?
All right. So, but it's got a lot of, okay, for a lager, though. Remember, this is a lager. And, all right, so you got, Carrie, what kind of taste are you getting?
Licorice.
Licorice? Mm-hmm. Is that the predominant taste? And somebody said ginger?
I kind of summarized, I think, the taste in licorice.
Licorice is it.
Coriander.
Yeah, I get a lot of coriander.
I'm getting
anybody
getting
the orange? The orange peel?
Not really. Not me.
But it's very light. It's a very...
Well, it's a bitter orange peel is what it is. So.
Yeah. And some of the pepper and stuff. And the nose was a little...
The nose, I was getting real peppery. Mm-hmm. Peppery.
Yeah, I agree. I'm still smelling that.
Mm-hmm.
Fennel seed. So it's...
So let's get the next one.
And it finishes... Bam, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little tiny left behind.
That lager soapy taste or clean finish or whatever.
The very clean finish that you get with the lagers. And this is kind of, I don't think I've ever had a white lager.
Belgian what?
White ales.
Oh, right.
Yeah, lots of white ales, but not so much a... Alan gently sneaking out, making all kinds
white
of noise.
For German?
Or Belgian?
Belgian or whatever.
I don't know.
WIT.
Okay.
WIT.
Is it?
WIT.
Didn't we pay for you to take German?
Dark.
Okay. That's him college dollars at work.
Get the next one.
All right. Switch
to Spanish.
Yeah, that's why she switched to Spanish. All right. So,
Negro Blanco.
Oh, boy. Tough as Nails Lager.
Toughest Nails Lagers are next one coming up. All right, so Saturday night, we went down there, and that's when the rain came, which we didn't mention. It's not Memphis in May unless it just rains its ass off.
We stood in the mud for days.
It was good. I like that, though. Keeps the riffraff out. Not really.
Well, there is more elbow room.
It's like it keeps the riffer of the riffraff, or perhaps it's the raffer. But Saturday we went down there, and that was one where we tried to get an early start, but we missed out a little. And Rick, we missed Muck Sticky.
We tried to see him, but we saw him live at the MTV premiere of
$5 cover.
Which
that's what we did Thursday, right?
Yeah. I mean, we went to a movie premiere. Foamy Head went to a movie
premiere. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Craig Brewer, and he asked us specifically. He was looking right at us, at the other 700 people in the audience, but he was looking at you. He said, tell your friends to go to $5cover.com and watch this, and it's really good. We watched the whole thing uncut and saw the extra special deleted scene they will 10X. Never, ever, ever.
It's 10X, right?
It's 10X. But so Craig Brewer has produced a series, and it's on MTV. It's on $5cover.com. They're also going to play it on MTV. And what it is they call them tracks. They're little vignettes, and it all pieced together makes a story about Memphis musicians. It's very well shot, very well produced.
Amy LeVere is featured.
Yeah, she's first.
An up-and-coming artist. And yep. Al Capone.
Al Capone. We love us some Al Capone here.
And his 14-year-old son's quite talented.
Little AJ.
Oh.
And a bunch of local guys.
Wants to be a gangster rapper.
Yeah, he does. And Al Capone.
What do you want to do? Yeah. I want to be a gangster rapper.
And he says, oh, yeah. He says, man, I've been a rapper for 8 years now. He says, you want the big wheels and the bling bling and stuff? And they're riding in a van. He says, what do you think about my ride?
They're moving furniture, yeah.
That's funny stuff. Yeah, that's funny stuff. But
so Alan's been sneaking around like a cat. I mean, hard to hear him at all.
In and out, in and out. And Katie's getting left out of the loop. Everybody got to put in a little for the cause.
Hey, Mike, you got the shaft on that one, dude.
Oh, whoa. That's sorry.
No, I got plenty.
Okay, Alan's bug art in the beer. All right, so we've got the next beer.
The technical challenges of doing a podcast.
Yeah, it is. All live, naked, freak show podcast. So what's our? We are drinking the Human Blockhead, and these apparently I'm not quite getting this. It says two seasonal curiosities. So apparently this is a line they're gonna do for a while, but some of them are seasonal. And
this
the ones
be, toughest nail strong lager at 8.8% alcohol,
available on draft in New York City.
I like it.
Summer 2008, nationwide on draft and bottles. January 2009, and
the labels. Fantastic. It's got this guy, kind of like carny guy in a top hat and bow tie and coat, and he's got these nails going into his nose, and he's got a hammer hammering them into his nose and his head.
The Human Blockhead.
I love cool that. Stuff.
It's a very manly beer.
And I noticed on every bottle they got, I think, it's got the word alive on there.
Yeah, it's alive.
Manly beer, right?
That's what I wondered if it's bottle.
Cheese bottle condition.
And that's what I wondered if it is bottle conditioned.
Yeah, that's what that means.
But Katie's making the ooh face.
She says it makes.
It tastes like acetone, which is nail polish remover.
Okay.
Not getting that at all.
You mean it smells like.
All
right. It tastes like it would.
Katie gets nail polish remover.
It's dark.
Only a woman would know that.
So.
No,
it is. It's what, a copper orange color?
Yeah.
And
I'm an inner lesbian.
It's a little on the dark side.
It's
dark side, but I would not know what acetone tastes like.
Man. I can't go a show without talking about lesbians.
I know.
It's not a thing that you
okay.
I think a previous life you were a lesbian.
All right.
Is there anything wrong with that?
What do you, Rick? What are you getting out of the Human Blockhead beer?
It's on the sweet side. It's malty. Not overly hop bitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark.
Yep.
So I would say it has a little bit of the alcohol warming as it goes down.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit?
A good beer?
Dogfish 90.
A little bit.
It's got that sweetness, and it's a little higher alcohol, the 8.8. Now, it's not near as dense as it one. It's like a lighter hoppiness. Version. Now, it doesn't have a lot of hops to it, which you know it's got some in here because it's 8.8% alcohol. But, yeah, it does kind of go more towards the malt. I've got no head. Mine's
anything
just
approaching 9% is a pretty strong beer.
The head goes like crazy. Yeah, and I noticed Alan dumped a bunch into Mike's glass, and I saw like 4 inches head, and then boom, gone. Mm-hmm. So it does not retain the head at all. Good looking beer.
Why do you taste
the acetone?
No.
Your palate is beer retarded. We're working on that.
Like, what's up with it being so acidic? Or am I the only one that...
Oh, it's not acidic.
No, it'd be.
Well, then I'm saying the wrong word.
Yeah, you are.
I'm trying to use the closest word I can.
Well,
bitter?
No.
What do you say?
Sharp?
It's a very, okay, now it could be sharp, though,
it's
in
a
taste.
Beer. It's strong enough for
you're
no
probably
thing.
Getting a lot of alcohol.
Brought in some air. In
you're probably getting a lot of alcohol burn from this because it is a high alcohol
it's
beer.
Bitter. It's pretty bitter too. It's a lot
there
bitter
is,
than those
and this
two
is. I think this is one that, as I'm drinking more of it, I am getting more bitterness. So I think you know you're used to, rock gut, PBRs and stuff.
So
that's Miller High Life.
I know.
What ingredients they use to brew this with?
They don't mention.
They don't mention.
No, we don't have anything.
Who's got the bottle?
It's right there. I don't think that, and we have to go to the website to get a little more detail on it. But so there's a lot of people in all the right. beer room.
I'll go ahead and read from the bottle. It says,
can you read?
Pound for pound, the Blockhead is a true professional. Penetrate the senses, engage the brain, propel towards the palate. Try this at home in your favorite drinking hole. Lots of plays on the blockhead.
They love talking about penetration and holes and.
Well, the guy drives nails and spikes in his head.
Okay.
I guess so. Purely for your amusement, 10% alcohol by volume.
10%?
That's the sharpness you're feeling.
Yeah. Okay, so the 8.8 that we have on the press release is actually a lie.
breaking the law.
And that's the other thing I was getting is kind of the first slug I took of it, I got a little barley wine.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get.
Just a little bit of barley wine.
Yeah.
Kind of it's very good.
Is it meaty?
I would not. If you gave me this.
Like a beef jerky beer?
Meaty?
Yeah.
Meaty? It's got a lot of chewiness to it. Yeah. This is one that if you didn't tell me is lager, I don't think I know.
Could be kielbasa.
I don't know. But think about it, Dick. When you're done, you put that glass down, what do you taste? That clean, soapy.
Yeah, it goes away.
Clean, soapy finish that's true of a lager.
Yeah. No, it goes away. And it's very smooth and clean finish for sure. So
it's getting a really nice malt sweetness, actually.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I think I'm getting more of that. It's like it kind of balances between the malts and the hops.
It's got some alcohol heat to it, definitely. So
I think this is my favorite.
A little bit of warming. Yeah,
so far.
Too. Same here.
Really?
Well, it better be because that's it, right?
That's it.
We're only missing one. We got four of the five in the series, and the one that we are missing is called Freaktoberfest, which isn't out. Well, it was out. So take that back. 6.66% alcohol. Blood red lager, a tasty Halloween treat. So it's red and 6.66%. Yeah, nice. I'm sure they nail that on
only
the money.
In October.
Well,
yeah.
If we have a listener out there that has sampled that beer, whatever, call it
let
in.
Let us know.
Let us
like,
know. Email it in. Comment on the
Oktoberfest.
Show.
Is it like an Irish red?
I don't know. Blood red lager. Yeah, you know that's a good question.
Probably
is it an Irish red sort of style? Who knows?
Probably pretty close.
Or is it capitalizing on its Halloween buyer shit?
Good luck getting a listener to contribute to the show, though.
That's right. It happens more than you think.
We try.
If you only think it happens once.
On average.
Yeah. All right. So we've got some ribs on the smoker. We're fixing to cook them. We just enjoyed some kielbasa and cheese with some rendezvous. We're going to be
Billy Bob Gibson sauce.
We're going to be cooking.
It's a safari of food out there on the grill. Why don't we talk about being a safari of beer out there?
Where would you go to get a safari of beer?
I don't know. Where would you go?
How about beersafari.com?
Beersafari.com. I heard it's a jungle of beer out there.
It's a great place on the interwebs. Lots of our friends are there. Putting out just trash.
Yeah, it sucks.
Almost as bad as we do.
But it's what you need to fill the lonely void in your life. So spend hours.
Some days.
Being antisocial.
Why are you guys always plugging beersafari.com?
Because that's our network, mate.
Oh, okay. They pay the bills?
They pay all the bills.
That's right.
They're cutting us a proceeds check every month.
Yeah, they are the
and
man.
It's huge.
We're beholden to the man that is beersafari.com.
We're rolling fat stacks, man.
That's right. That's right.
All from beersafari.com.
That's right.
Can't you tell?
That's right. Look around you, the plush luxuriousness.
Say that again.
That's the great thing.
I think right then, the human blockhead kicked in. You heard that, right? Like that. There it was, right there.
The beer had its effect on you.
Oh, man. Hey, Alan.
Yes, sir.
You got to fill us in now. Guitar Shorty, and who else did we miss? Alan was our official Big Foam Head representative at the Blues Tent.
He
monitored all of them.
XYZ.
The Blues Tent was the place to be this year.
Yeah.
I really think so.
I agree with you, because we had some lame-ass acts.
Because it was rainy.
Yeah. And the Blues Tent had a tent.
and seats. Yeah. But I had already staked it out, man. Yeah, I already staked it out, because Guitar Shorty yesterday was probably the best I saw during the weekend.
So Guitar Shorty, though, he's
Tell
been
us
around for a
about
while.
Guitar Shorty, where's he from? What's he do?
Guitar
Texas.
Is from Texas.
Yeah.
He's got that Stevie Ray kind of sound.
He's a black dude. Older
black
man.
Older guy.
And he wears a big hat.
Wears a big hat. Big old cowboy hat.
Yeah. All right. Well, you brought that moment to life. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, no,
that was wonderful.
I felt like I was there.
That's what I am. Best show ever. Sorry we missed it. That was really great.
And speaking of a moment in time, are you? We doing a beer haiku today?
No
haiku?
No haiku.
Oh,
we never mix up the music anymore.
No preparation.
It's like, cue the music.
Here you go. Here's a beer haiku for you, right? Cue the music. Barbecue, season right, we have no beer haiku.
Hey! Yeah. Classic culture.
And this one will be posted.
Syllables.
Yeah. It's close enough.
And this one,
you know how we are. We add extra syllables when we talk. So, it all evens out. We say iron, it has five syllables, right? Iron.
Well, it's a good thing we had Alan here to bring that moment to life at the Blue
It was Stand, riveting, and, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm telling you.
It makes me want to go see Slim Shorty, what's his name? Guitar
Slim
Guitar Whitman? Shorty.
Slim
Guitar
Whitman,
Muck Sticky. His name.
You're shorter. The man. You just mixed everybody all together.
Just there was some connection.
All right, now wait a minute. Who was that? Who was that though?
Shorty.
At the end, and it was like it was four of us because Mike was laying out. That we were at the end in the blues tent over by the side, jumping around. Who was that? That wasn't. Was it Saturday? Well, you were there. It was Saturday night. Who was the closer?
Saturday's
in the blues
tent.
John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
Yeah,
That was good. Was that classic.
John Mayall was awesome.
Remember at the end of that, you were drunk. Well, so were we.
Yeah,
but that's kind of like stating the obvious, right? Yeah. We were all drunk. But they were cool, man. And I was telling Rick, I hate saying this, but the guy walked out. I thought, oh, who's that guy? You know, they let on stage. He's like some guitar tech or roadie or something. And this guy looked like, you know, he missed a couple of days too at school.
It was John Mayall.
He rode the short bus.
No, not, yep. It was the lead guitarist, and he was phenomenal. It's like I'm going, oh, man, you cannot judge a book by its cover. Blues ain't known for his good-looking men.
That's right. they don't pay an awful lot in the blues genre.
They don't.
What do you think of the blues guy, Tommy Castro? He wasn't much to look at.
That's what I'm saying. But John Mayall, though, that was pretty cool because, you know, he's been a breeding ground for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And remember, you know this, Eric Clapton, that was one of his dreams to play with John Mayall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right. Great.
A little bit of an inside joke. We saw the new tween sensation that's out being marketed right now, Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie Raitt. Because
that's had a bit of an inside joke.
Bonnie Raitt. Yeah.
They had a misprint in the...
Does that have anything to do with Swan?
Because remember, we count on our fingers because...
That, who is probably the... I don't know.
It was a misprint in the program.
Because some of the
editors for Memphis May program, they got, you know, they have to count on their fingers because they can't count on their teeth because they got more fingers than teeth.
But we's in Memphis, baby. They got gold teeth, right?
They did. That's right. Not counting the gold teeth. But they misspelled Bonnie Raitt's name. It was Bonnie Raitt. So that's what we were saying. We're going to see Bonnie Raitt.
I'm sure she appreciated it.
The new tween sensation. That's right. She's getting Miley Cyrus one for a month.
You guys got a copy of that?
She's got that cool skunk head looking dude going, too.
For a young woman?
Yeah.
She's looking a little rough.
She's had a hard 14 years.
She's been getting it on. All right. Hey, why don't you tell us your little pig joke and get us out of here?
Oh man, we're gonna bring. All right, we might bring the pig joke back. We're 21 minutes of quality audio. We got to go turn us some ribs and get them ready, right? So let's play a little Muck Sticky because we didn't hear that. And go to $5cover.com and check out the MTV thing, and you'll see Rick.
One of Memphis talent.
If you look in the background, the guy with his pants down around his ankles,
that's Rick.
The bar scene, that's Rick. Okay, we'll be back.
Yeah, really? Did that happen?
Boom! I can see you staring at me from across the room. Peripheral vision got me wishing you weren't with that dude. So I'll just move a little closer. I'm supposed to come and tell you, bro. These dudes outside with baseball bats are smashing up your windows, yo. Sorry, Mr. Smartass, I don't mean to crash your party, but your chick is hot. Nothing's in my ear, yep, she's the one I'm leaving.
and talk, this place is kinda lame.
So I say okay, as I mentally take off her blouse.
We can go to my place, cause my roommate's at her boyfriend's house.
Back to the crib in a jiffy we go, but I'm not gonna work cause I owe. It's cause the adrenaline flow is taking over. P5-O-Pum, chitty chitty bang bang, titty titty hang hang in my face. I'm a busy man, no time to waste. We're making bacon like a pig farm. Now I don't mean to seem alarmed, but why is my arm getting tied to the bedpost? I like to use my fingers the most. She said shut up and then got up. I was laying there all like, what the fuck? Then she got out her toys, they started making noise. I didn't know what I was getting into. My heart was beating fast in a state of flabbergast. Holy moly, baby, what the fuck do I do? Oh dear lord, this girl has got me in her grip. I thought I'd seen it all, but this crazy bitch is teaching me some shit. I'm talking whips and chains and cuffs and leather, lots of melting candle wax. Dang, it hurts so good when she grips it on my satin. Now she's got some sort of metal thing with spikes and like a clamp on one end. What are you gonna do with that? No, please, man. She's going loco, I don't know, though think I like this freaky shit. Does that mean I'm weird? Who cares? I'll just roll with it. Cause she is hot as Hades, all you ladies ought to know by now. That mug sticky gets so freaky dicky. Come on, baby, do you wanna get with this? Cause you know I wanna get with that. And we can jump into the sack and take a trip around the world. Now come on.
So that was Muck Sticky, and remember, go to $5cover.com and check out all these things. They just came out this week, the first three episodes, and there's 15 of them, so we got 5 weeks of it. And we have, through the magic of podcasting.
You're a big fan of Grace, right?
Oh, Grace is sweet. She's got like that innocent look, but good Lord have mercy.
God damn.
Wait, somebody just evacuated their bowels in the beer studio. And there's, okay, one of you. Is it Alan? The fella who dealt it, smelt it, dealt it? Thank you for sharing. Is that your way of expressing appreciation? Usually it's a burp. But I guess in Tennessee, if you shit your britches.
Grace. Let's talk about Grace. Grace get naked. She get naked.
But she didn't know. But if you go and Google her, what's her name? Grace something or another.
You can find some.
All right. So speaking of naked, we had some naked beers. Yeah. The Schmaltz Coney Island series, the Freak Show, and
Blockhead is my favorite.
I gotta go. I was on the fence about whether Blockhead or the Albino Python. I think I'm gonna go with the Albino Python.
Here.
You like the albino?
Yes, I did love it.
All right.
You just like the idea of a girl kissing your snake, right?
Yes, no, there's
I like
that.
I like the beer.
That. All right, so to catch you up to speed, we've taken a few breaks and a few, many beers.
We've eaten meat.
We have concluded the meat fest. We successfully cooked every animal that wandered across our path.
Kitty cat.
Squirrel. We cooked squirrels, cats, ducks, whatever got
baby
in the way.
Ducks.
And it was good stuff, really good stuff.
Armadillo.
You know why we did it? Because we belong to PETA. People eating tasty animals.
Yum. That's right. That's us. So.
And if you want to hear more about good food, listen to our boy Phil, My Life as a Foodie.
Right. He's pretty politically correct. I mean,
he's kind of politically correct.
Molecular.
He will voice his opinion. All right, so that was Muck Sticky. Go to $5cover.com. Check out the Freak Show series from Schmaltz Brewing Company. And we're going to do another. If you want to listen to show 132, this will be the second half of the Drunken Memphis and May debacle, such as it is. So we're going to wind up this show. Thanks for listening.
I like slowly to stop counting.
That's right. I'm still got a little counting going. All right, winding it up. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back to see us.
Dream, Jabberoni. All night long. Dream, Jabberoni. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steven Tyler and Mr. Joel Perry.